The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Our first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah is one of the shortest readings of the year and one of the most beautiful readings of the year. God says, "My word will not return to me void. It will do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it." God never speaks his word in vain. It always accomplishes its purpose. So take that idea and keep that in mind as you think about the words of the Our Father, right? Here's the word himself teaching us the words in which we are to pray, and it never fails to have an effect. I think part of the reason why we rattle through the Our Father, and let's face it, we rattle through the Our Father, right? Sometimes you don't even realize you've said it until it's already said. I think part of the reason why we rattle through the Our Father is because if we really ever stopped to think about what we're saying, we would be stopped in our tracks. They're some of the most powerful transformative words that we could ever possibly say. Today, let's take a look at just one petition of the Our Father. "Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us." Why that petition? Because of all the things we say in the Our Father, that's the only one in which Jesus himself decides to stop and elaborate. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. So three things this morning about forgiveness. Three little things about forgiveness. First of all, remember this. Forgiveness is not a feeling. You'd be amazed how many people think they haven't forgiven because they don't feel like they've forgiven. They still feel hurt. They still remember. Remember this. You don't have to feel anything to forgive somebody. It's a choice. And this is the choice. You say this in your heart. "I do not hold this against you." That's all you have to say from your heart. And you've forgiven. Why those words? Because those are the same words, essentially, that we want our Heavenly Father to say to us at the hour of judgment. Second thing about forgiveness, keep watch over your imagination. You know, you'd be amazed things that happened to you decades ago. I can think of something that happened to me when I was 3 years old, and I can still draw it to mind today just as fresh as it first happened. Keep watch over your imagination. And if you find yourself remembering old hurts, then decide to forgive right there in your imagination. You'll get good at it. It'll become a habit, right? Third thing to say about forgiveness is allow yourself to be bad at forgiveness. Give yourself the freedom to do it badly. One of my favorite quotations, G.K. Chesterton, "Anything worth doing is worth doing badly." You might not have the right words to say. You might not have the right tone of voice. You might not have the right glance of your eye. You might have to do it again and again and again. But a good decision does not become a bad decision just because it cannot be a perfect decision. Allow yourself to be bad at forgiving. A little personal reflection for you here this morning. The older I get, the more I begin to think that forgiveness is the most important thing that we can do with our lives.
this was the last day of your life today, I think the most important thing you could do with this day is to let go of your old grudges. Pope John Paul II once said that forgiveness is the highest form of charity. That's quite a statement. God calls us to love, and Pope John Paul II says the greatest love we can possibly offer is to forgive somebody else. Why? Because that's how God loves us. And think about the alternative. What's the opposite of forgiveness? Slow-burning, never-ending resentment. The fires of your unforgiveness never run out of fuel, do they? They keep burning and burning and burning forever. It's like what Jesus said about the fires of hell. The fires of Gehenna, where the worm dies not and the fire is never extinguished. It's what led St. Catherine of Siena to say that the one experience on earth that brings us closest to the experience of hell is anger. That's the place where they never let go of their old grudges. Don't let it happen to you. Forgive while you still have the time. It's the only way out. I like to think of forgiveness as the world's greatest fire insurance, right? So our Lord says his word never returns to him void, but always accomplishes the end for which it was given. Let's let this word sink down deep into our hearts, and let's strive to forgive as our Heavenly Father has forgiven us, and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Catherine Drexel, pray for us.